sees.
One.
I'm talking about batteries.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's...
Steve and I had...
See, this is a bad combination to have three batteries.
Well, I don't know how it happened. They've been in there for years. I don't know. But Steve and I had the most fascinating conversation. It was for 45 minutes. We were leaning over that tape player of his in his dining room table. Wait, because people are supposed to show up and stuff, so we're... So, you know, hurry up and did, like, because there's, and then by the time we realized our mistake, everybody was showing up and it was just impossible. I don't know, and nothing I could tell was wrong. I guess the microphone was just busted. It had, like, a little built-in mic, like this does. It feels like a bigger thing, a bigger, better tape player. And so I used that. We talked about everything. A wonderful talk. I guess it's just as well, because sooner or later, Rick probably would have found that tape and played it about what Steve thought about his girlfriend. I don't know. There are 90-minute tapes, and there's like 15 people in the class, so what's that come out to? How many hours? You can't just sit and listen to them all the way through. Maybe he does.
Take a chance and come take care.
Nah, I don't think we better. I don't think I'm going to tell you. Or you'll scream, you'll scream it into the tape player.
What's the class?
It's, linguistics.
Linguistics?
Yeah.
Is that for your English major?
Yep. It's an honors class.
Wow.
I'm still in English. I'm gonna be...
I'm quite impressed.
I'm gonna graduate with a degree in honors, yes sir, or English honors. What was that envelope? Do you see that envelope? I brought it from home.
What's the envelope? I didn't look at it.
Weren't you in the honors program once?
I just didn't take any classes this semester.
Or last semester.
Yeah, I did last semester. I took an honors psych class, but
don't you have to take a class every semester?
Yeah. That's why.
So you'll have to take like two next semester if you want to still be in it?
Oh, I'd probably take like 2 years. Ridiculous.
All I have to do, I think, is just take one more English honors class, I think. I've taken two. This is my second. I just think I have to take one more. As far as I know.
Didn't you ever hear that they found an entire woolly mammoth?
Yeah, and they ate it.
An entire woolly mammoth?
Yeah.
It was almost practically gone.
Yeah, like it almost perfectly preserved.
Yeah, Mike thought it was just, they just found the leg.
And they, you know, and that's way so much that they just ate part of it. Like they had some scientist guys, and they had like a banquet, and they ate it.
Yeah, where did you see that?
I don't remember where. Maybe I just dreamed it.
No,
I dream things and mistake them for reality, but I think it's real.
I thought it was real too, so it's...
Maybe I told you, though.
No, I read it, so...
Maybe I dreamed it, and I just told you, and you
Mike
just...
Mike claims that they still have tissue from that one, man.
Well, of course, they wouldn't have eaten all of it.
Well, yeah, but they're trying to clone it. You know how they can clone things? They can take the DNA from, like, say, a chicken, and then get the egg from another chicken, and you put that DNA in one egg, and, yeah, it'll like... duplicate the alien.
Yeah, but they're never going to get a whole woolly mammoth, not in our lifetime.
No, they can't. And then when that chicken is born, it's the exact same as the chicken. They can clone chickens. They can clone people too. They can take it like you clone a guy. Well, of course they're not just
And then why haven't they done it then? Yeah.
Well, it's basically illegal. You're supposed to.
So, but in places like the Middle East or stuff, they have like...
Well, Russia, you know? Outside of our moral restraints, they're probably going to have some experience.
I don't know if you ever look into those... If you ever look into those CIA documents, I don't think our country has too much in the way of moral restraints, really.
You looked at them?
Well, just like I was reading that one, For my speech class this summer, I was doing that speech on drugs or whatever, and I had that acid book out, and just all that stuff in there, it's, you know, like the Freedom of Information Act, whatever stuff rolls over, and you can like just look it up if you want, and all the intense stuff in there. I don't know. I don't understand. I'm sure there's some things that.
After so many years.
No, but it doesn't apply to everything. Like they don't just release the atom bomb secrets. I don't know. Certain things are classified as sort of secret, And after a certain amount of time, they just open the door. They just declassify them, and then they're just in like the library.
Yeah, but someone's got to decide how to classify them. So anything they don't.
It's still semi embarrassing stuff, but it's like semi embarrassing stuff from a long time ago, so all those guys are gone.
But still, anything that they think, don't think that anything that they were afraid of, like people hearing about, you think that.
Like, I heard the CIA used like psychics to try and contact dead agents, to try and debrief dead agents. And like, oh, and one thing was pretty intense. Like when they started experimenting with acid and all, like all the top guys like started tripping. Like they dosed a lot of their agents, so they'd like know what it was like, so they could handle it. And so then they're like acid, like they were like going into it in some depth in the book, and I lost interest, but. They're just showing how their program was just kind of going weirded out, and it's probably because like guys were like tripping and losing their mind, you know.
How many times did they trip?
I don't know exactly, but I mean, like they started to lose like contact with reality. It's like the guys directing the research are just weird now. I don't know. It's all pretty interesting. I still got that CIA brochure. We could always apply.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's at home. It's in Crystal Lake, though.
Thank you.
Oh, you blew it. Because it said in the brochure, like, your first mission is, like, not to tell anybody you're interested. It says, like, the first thing they want you to do is, like, not tell anybody that you've applied or that you're interested. Well, like, you're not supposed to. It's a CIA. You're supposed to, like, keep it hush-hush. It was, like, it's pretty funny. Some parts say, and people do retire from the CIA. Like, they're reassuring that it's not a death job or something.
How did you get that?
Dad gave it to me. I don't know where he got it. Found it on the train.
Okay, we'll play.
I don't know what they do.
Did you read it? What did the questions ask?
No, it's just some of the requirements. Like, I need to be 25 and, you know, like, physically healthy and all. And willing to, like, you know...
Brainwashable.
You know, able to... Willing to, like, you know... discard all your moral and standards for, a few people, you know, higher up above you in the ladder telling you what to do. Just totally worship their word or whatever.
What word?
Well, that's what I got out of it. But I'll bring it. I'll bring it next time I'm home. You can write them at the address. But I mean...
Sorry, I don't care about anybody.
No, and they get a job. It's like probably even harder to get into than like... You have to be like a perfect Cub Scout to get in there. Well, I don't know. And you gotta, I don't know.